Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, you guys, this is Colleen from Geek Time After Dark. We are back for the second show of the day, which we will be bringing you two shows tomorrow. So, you know, I really hope you guys don't get sick of us. I mean, you know, there's a chance, you know, you could get be sick of us. But really, people, how can you be sick of me? Come on. I'm adorable. I know all the soap nuts. I know all the football nuts. I even know Lana's that could possibly save anyone from Lulu. So, really, you could never get sick of me. And tonight, our guest is Juan Mazzulla, and he's not here yet. And so I'm going to bring on Nadia, my brain, this one, somehow. Hey.
Hi. Hey, what's up?
You know, the whole thing about me, you know, cooking someone up, you know, is actually true. With all the hours of Law and Order, every law, SUV I have booked, I could be a lawyer. I mean, not that I'm saying for people to you know, come and murder, because that would be wrong.
Right.
but in the same, like, I know Wade, then, you know, which is, you know, in itself, my brother would say, if I could only use my mind for good instead of evil, well, you know what? You know what? Okay. We are in the middle of COVID-19. I don't have much, you know, I'm not doing that much. Besides, our wonderful son, Nadia. And, you know, online shopping. You know, I mean, online shopping is on the dangerous that people started. Oh, it's my green room, because you know, you could be really addicted, you know, to online shopping like someone is. What about you? Are you addicted to Amazon?
I love Amazon.
Yeah, see? And
I'm always,
the fact that you get packages.
I shouldn't say I'm always shopping on Amazon, but if I ever have to go shopping for something, I mostly do use Amazon.
See, I know. Okay, we have one here. So I will put you on hold, but don't worry. I will bring you on. I always bring you on. Let's see. Okay, you guys. This is Carly Daytime After Dark, and we have Juan Mazzulla. Okay, he knows I always mess up his name, but he was on Young and the Restless, Criminal Minds Beyond Borders, Desperate Housewives, and Young and the Restless, but come on. All we really care about is how gorgeous this guy is. I mean, I do, anyway. So let's bring him on. Hey, Ron.
Hi.
How's
it going?
I'm serious. I'm great. You know, I'm
great. Good.
Because the last time we talked, the country was in a downward spiral of you-know-who. And now we have a new president. And for everyone that doesn't know, the bill is passing for the sinless stuff without the Republican support. And we both know the Republican was going to dig in their heels like they did last time for 5 months. I'm sorry, Ron, but I'm very proud of the Democrats right now. How did you feel about that?
I don't know. I was thinking today, like, how I don't really need to watch the news as much anymore, and I don't wake up every day and try to, like, I'm not terrified by what I'm going to hear in the news, and I can scroll through Twitter without there being a like fresh outrage. It's great. My life is much better now.
I know. Is this, and the fact that, you know, we won't ever have to see his tweets ever again makes me more happy than ever. And
yeah,
I just don't know. Ever since Biden got in, I have been like on this cloud nine. And with Biden getting in, somehow, my new host and I, Nadia, are getting more guests that we know what to do with. So maybe
that's great.
I think, you know, this whole, you know, Democrat thing is working for us. So, yeah. But so how, we haven't talked in a while. So number one, how were you doing with the whole stay home thing? Yeah. Because
in
California, are you guys still on lockdown or are you guys, what's going on?
They just opened the restaurants back up for outdoor dining. So I haven't been, but, you know, a bunch of people really were excited about it. On Friday it started. You know, it is what it is. I think the more that you resent it, the more you fight it, the harder it is. And if you just accept it, then you accept it. And there's no other way. I mean, what are you going to do?
And I'm telling you, if you haven't got your vaccine yet, you know, when you do.
I'm really excited about it.
I already got mine. Because my doctor made me, because of my whatever condition, then my doctor told me I had to, so there was no wiggle room of me trying to get out of it. It was a lot of people there, but, you know, very organized, and at a hospital, and basically you don't even feel the needle going in, which is really nice for me, because, you know, I look away anyway when there's needles, and then, you know, then I thought I would have to wait for half an hour because I put the wrong thing on the phone, like I was allergic to something when I really wasn't.
Uh-huh.
So we didn't have to stay. And then for Valentine's Day, that's where I have to go back. I have to get a shot on Valentine's Day one. I don't feel romance at all with that. And the day after, you might feel hot and cold for a little while. You might get a little fever. And then, you know, you get it in the arm that you don't use all the time, because if you get in the arm that you do use all the time, it's going to hurt.
A little painful?
Yes. So I'm just warning you, because you're my buddy, and of course I will warn you. And, okay, so we were texting the other day, and that's when I finally realized in my brain that you were on Pulsar. I mean, I knew that, but I guess I forgot it. But I'm like, wait a moment. Oh, yeah, and then I went back to watch YouTube stuff on it, and you were great on there. Even though my favorite book you've ever done is online now as the crazy doctor.
I would argue with the fact that he was crazy. He's maybe just a little troubled.
Okay, fine. He was a little troubled. But
he was sad. He was a sad doctor.
So you played it off so well that I still go back. I have it saved on my Devo. So, yes,
I have everything
in on my Devo. So, yeah, and my next question is, so do you have anything coming up book-wise?
No, sadly, no, but it's been starting to get a little bit busier audition-wise, which means that, you know, things seem to be opening up a bit, which is exciting.
Well, yeah, and I'm just putting this out there for casting directors. You know, since you've been on Pixie and Y&R, I think you owe it to me to be on Zeno Hospital. You would be so good on Zeno Hospital, Juan. You would be really
good. I've been on General Hospital, Carly. They killed me. I've been on General Hospital twice.
You come back as a new guy. No one ever died on soaps. We all know that. No one ever really dead.
I know. Listen, my phone is right next to me, and I'm waiting for it to ring. So, Carly, you can go. You make it happen.
Okay, well, you know I will, because I just thought about that the other day, that, you are great in everything, but then I decided for you, which is scary when I did decide for you, that you need to be back on daytime. Is this, I don't know, is this for me? I think you need to be back on daytime, period, people.
Okay.
So, and I was watching, you know, the American Horror Story you did, which was great. And
yeah, that was
I'm great. Jealous of you, because I love everything Ryan Murphy does. I don't know.
My wife does, too.
You know, he entered the gold. I have been on the Scree, YouTube music for the past, I don't know, a week. I don't know why I got myself on there, but I did. So, yeah. And but I just think you were really good on that. And, you know, you were on so many shows. So if you had to pick one of your shows to go back on, which one would it be?
Oh, wow. That's a tough one. You know, there's a couple that I did a TV show called Legacy and had a great, it was like a great family show that had a really great cast. And you know, we got canceled after one season. And I really would have liked that to have gone on a little bit longer. And then there was a pilot that I did called Merlin that didn't get picked up. I would have loved to have had fun with that for a few years. You know, I'd love to go back on Y&R. I had a really good time shooting that as well. So, you know, there's lots that I really, really enjoyed doing. It's fun to be there. It's fun to be on set. It's fun to be able to show up every day and you know, create something cool.
Wow. Okay. And I know we have limited time, and I just want to let you know we have a new host. Nadia, she's my right-hand person, and she does the booking, so yes, and I'm bringing her on now.
Okay.
Hi, Ron.
Hey, Nadia.
Hi.
Hi, Nadia. Nice to meet you.
Hi, nice to meet you. Same here.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for coming on the show tonight. We love having
my
you,
pleasure.
As always.
I love being here. It's always my pleasure.
Thank you. I have a couple of questions to ask you. So my first question is, how did you become an actor? Like, how did you start your career?
Oh, wow. It was a long, long time ago. I was, I kind of, people kind of said I should do it, and I've kind of always really liked, you know, watching commercials and watching movies, and, you know, my family used to take us to movies every weekend. I would lose myself and kind of like be in that world for days after I got out of the movie. So when I got kind of old enough, I went and started pursuing it. I took some classes. I was lucky enough to live outside of Los Angeles, so that wasn't too far. And then it was just like, you know, one thing at a time. I got an agent. I started doing auditions. I got booked a bunch of commercials. One thing after another. I was lucky enough to do a lot. Would have loved to do even more, but, you know, there's still time.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So do you like theater?
Do I like theater?
Yes.
Like doing theater or going to the theater?
Yes. Like, do you like doing theater? Have you been in any theater performances?
I have. Nothing huge. When you're in L.A., there's a lot of theater, but it's a lot of small theater. And it's really hard to do when you're trying to get work on TV and film all the time because, you know, usually any time I would get involved in a theater project, I would then get a job and have to leave. But, you know, I had some really great experiences when I was much younger, when I was like 18. I did this great show in West Hollywood with Lisa Kudrow from Friends before she was on Friends. Great actor named Nick Chinlin. Some of the writers from Friends were there, and it was just a really, really great cast and group of people. So that was really fun. And, you know, I've done a few little plays here and there that they're always rewarding, and it's great to, you know, being live is a very different experience than shooting TV and film, and it's much more rewarding at the time.
Well, that's awesome. Well, it was very nice to meet you.
It was nice to meet you.
And, very nice to meet you. And Carly's going to take over now so she can have the next person come on.
Yeah, I will put on, David.
Take care, Ron.
Hey, David.
How you doing?
Hey, David, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Doing really good down here in Florida. It's a little bit cool right now. Hot in daytime, but it's getting a little cool right now. So I'm doing good.
That's unusual.
Can't complain. So, it'll be great to have you back on Young and Restless. It's called Incredible for Chloe and Kevin. They're back on the show right now. So, it will be great. So, special some things.
Right on. How's your
New Year
going?
Yeah. Do you have a favorite movie that you like to watch over and over again? Do you have a favorite movie that you like to watch over and over again that you can't get enough of?
I've got a few. The Big Lebowski is one of my favorites. I've seen it nine times. Stranger Than Fiction, I really love, with Will Ferrell. I thought that was a really great movie. What else have I watched over and over? I have this great collection. Like, Jaws, I can watch a million times, and I have.
Me too.
And then, Poltergeist and The Exorcist are kind of the only scary movies that I can watch. I'm kind of a big baby, but I can watch those as many times as possible.
Yeah, me too. I'm into like a old classic movie, thriller movies from 1930s, I guess. And I'm a big Alfred Hitchcock fan. I watch all his movies. I can watch it all night. Like Psycho, I watch Psycho about 1 million, 2 billion times. Psycho, my one of my favorite movies. So I'm a big Alfred Hitchcock fan. I love horror movies.
Maybe more of a North by Northwest guy than a Psycho guy, but yeah.
I like that movie too. I watched that movie over and over again. James do it. Yeah. It's a great movie. It's like the African Greek stuff. So, but I love classic and horror movies. So, I'm pretty sure I'm a big fan in dramas.
Yeah,
so,
I've done horror movies, but I don't love watching them.
I am. Well, it's good to have you on. You know, you're always welcome to come back anytime. We love you. Now that you're one of
my people. Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here.
Okay.
David, I will put Bobby on and hey, Bobby.
Hey, Ron.
Hi, Bobby.
Hey.
How you doing?
Well, nothing much. What have you been doing since the last time we talked? As far as getting through this COVID thing. So I know that Southern California started opening up a little bit.
Yeah. It's starting to, and, you know, I think me and the family are going to go down and stay in a hotel for a couple of days just to get out of the house because, you know, it gets a little old being in the same place for a year straight. So we're going to go be in someplace different in a couple of days. And besides that, I mean, we haven't done anything. It's just, you know, we really had to shut it down for a while, and the holidays were hard, I think, for everybody, but... Yeah, you know, we just try to be as safe as possible and stay at home.
Yeah.
You know, well, there'll be plenty of time to live life and have fun once we're all safe.
Yeah. Now you worked with Eva LaGuerre on Desperate Housewives. Did you also work with her on The Young and the Restless, or was that before she came?
No. I didn't get to work with Eva on Young and the Restless, and I'm not even sure my character interacted with her on Desperate Housewives. I worked with Felicity Huffman and what I can't remember his name. Doug something. Yes? No? Her husband, the guy who played her husband on the show, from Melrose Place.
I know the name, but I can't pronounce it.
Yeah,
but
I can't remember. Yeah.
But anyways,
it
was with Felicity Huffman. At least we know that with all the problems she went through in the last few years, at least we know that she learned her lesson, just like Lori Loughlin.
Yeah, you know, it's hard when you're a parent and you want the best for your kids, and obviously they were trying to give them the best, but maybe not the right way.
Yeah. Well, I guess I'll let you go, and I think that's all the questions I have tonight. So if there's any more callers, then I'll let them talk to you. Otherwise, Maggie and Alia will close out the show for you.
Thanks, Bobby.
All right, have a good night.
Ron, let's see. Thank you so much for coming on. I'm going to let Nadia say goodbye to you because I learned from last night. Hey, Nadia.
Did you get in trouble?
Hi.
Hi, Nadia.
Hi.
Did you guys get in a fight over not saying goodbye?
No.
We are the team, so, you know, I have
right.
to be good.
So I told her that.
She's on mute?
Yeah, she must be on mute. She sometimes she forgets.
You gotta get off the mute button.
Yeah. But seriously, Ron, whenever you have anything to tell us about, let me know. Lenata, you know, text me.
Absolutely.
And we'll bring you on because you are one of my favorite guests, and you know that. So.
I know. Thank you so much. It's always fun to talk to you guys.
Okay.
And I will let
have
you know
when
I'm exciting to talk about. All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you so much, Ron. Nice to meet
you. Nice to meet you.
Bye.
Okay,
so today
You're unmuted.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, all right, good. I just want to say that was a great interview, as always.
David,
are you
there?
David, are you unmuted?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Okay, good. Okay. So I didn't realize until today, I wasn't really looking at the calendar like I usually do. But today is Christoph's anniversary. Christoph St. John. Died 2 years ago.
Two years ago.
Okay.
That's what I meant to ask Ron. I wish that you could have brought it up earlier because I meant to ask Ron about that. I wish you brought it up
down when I was already down about it. And yeah, I realized I went on Twitter and I saw it. You know, then I was really in a depressed mood. And, you know, he came on so many times on here. And my favorite interview I ever did with him ever was when I was first starting out. Well, when I was first starting out, it was about 2 a.m. Pacific time, and I couldn't sleep. And I was trying to get guests on the show. And Christoph was on the same time as I was. And I just hit him up. I go, hey, will you please come on my show? And he goes, yeah, let's set up a time and let's do it. So that time it was just me. My other co-host left and my other host left. Which was now I call the most incredible gift because no one called in. And it was just me and Christoph for almost 2 hours talking about everything, talking about his career, everything. I gave him advice about his daughter, if she should have a cell phone, you know. And everything. And that was my favorite interview, probably, I've done, because it was just the two of us. It was very intimate. And then after that, he was my TV husband, but he didn't know that until Maggie opened her mouth on the show and said, oh, by the way, Christoph, you don't understand how much Coley loves you. She will not watch Ryan that day until I tell her that you are on. So I will wait for the weekend if Christoph was on. I will wait all weekend. Yeah, I will wait until the weekend was, but if Christoph was on, then I would, you know, watch it. And
I'm back.
What happened?
My phone. I think I may have accidentally hit end by accident and hit the off button and it power off.
Oh, okay. So that was my favorite interview, and so I will always remember. No one is really allowed to call me at 7 in the morning ever, or they get dead, really dead, because I'm not a morning person, as Nadia has figured it out. As Bobby
I'm not either.
So, yeah, that's my real twin. And so it was 7 a.m. West Coast time, and my phone rings, and I'm, like, thinking, okay, if someone is not hurt, by the word, I'm going to kill this person for calling me at, you know, 7. And it was Maggie, and she was up all night. And she heard, it was a Sunday night, so it was Monday morning. Super Bowl Sunday, he passed. And she called me and said, I need to tell you something. And I'm like, what? She goes, no, are you sitting? Are you laying down? No, you need to lay down for this one. Not sitting. You need to lay down. So I obeyed her. And she goes, honey, Christoph died. And I go, wait, what? Like my whole body, I think, really shut down for a second with that. And I'm like, no, this cannot be true. What, did TMZ break this and it's wrong? And she goes, no, but TMZ was the one that broke it first at 2 o'clock in the morning. Before, you know, the family can find out about it, they broke the story. It was, I'm still mad about that and how they did with Kobe. And I'm like, okay. So we were talking. I'm like, this cannot be true. This cannot be happening. And 2 minutes later on my cell phone, People Magazine confirms it. And my heart dropped. And I was sick at that time. So, and then I was supposed to have an operation on the 14th, and I was so waiting to get back on Daytime After Dark. I took off a year that I didn't want to take off, but I had no control over it. So he told me the last time we talked on Twitter, on a DM, he goes, once you get better and do not lose the fight, don't give up. Something great gonna happen and you're gonna get yourself back. Don't worry. Do not worry about it. You are gonna be amazing and awesome, and when you come back, I will be your first guest. And so a week before he died, he said that to me. And he told me this because I was having a hard time myself. He just said, hang on, you know, it's almost Valentine's Day. Give it, you know, 2 more weeks, and then you will be more happier with life. And I just think that I was such a hurry to get back to the show that he didn't make it to the first interview back. And I will always be thankful to Daddy for being, I think he was on the first show back, yeah. Because he knew I needed the support. And both of us, I texted Day when I found out about Christoph, and he texted me and goes, sweetie, I have no words by now. I got me either. And so, yeah, so David, Bobby, what are your favorite interviews that we had with Christoph?
I don't know. I literally just only came here when you had him on for your anniversary show, for your birthday show.
Okay, well.
Because that was the only time I remember you having him on.
Okay, what about you, David?
I agree with Bobby. We divide you and call it in. So, Don.
Well, yeah, I mean, and Nadia, do you watch Young and Restless? Oh, because I know
no.
Oh, you didn't? Okay.
I used to a long, long time ago, but not recently.
See, it's so funny because my mom, I can tell my mother on the air because she's not listening. She started watching it because I was telling her how amazing Kristoff was. And when I had my gobbler, I think I knew you and Bobby, then David, I think. Well, I knew Maggie because I think. But when I had my gobbler out, it was funny. Well, not funny, because it was a Sunday night. Why does everything happen on a Sunday night? But my mom had to take me back to the doctor because I could not even lift a glass. And that's about fine when you have a gallbladder thing. And so they admitted me overnight. And it was 2 o'clock in the morning. And my mom said, because she was looking at that. And she goes, honey, do you mind if I leave and go home and go to bed? I'm like, no, I'm good. You know, I mean, I've been in a hospital so much that it never bothered me. So I was in a lot of pain. And the nurses were so nice. And I'm like, can I have some more pain? She goes, honey, can you just wait? Because they're doing your surgery at noon. And then they will put you asleep and give you any pain you want. And I'm like, okay. And it was funny because the guy came in doing Young and the Restless. And Steve was on that day on Young and the Restless. And Kristoff. It was the day the two people that I loved was on. And I'm watching this live. And the nice, gurney guy came in. And he goes, oh, are you ready to get this out? And I'm like, can you just wait 15 more minutes? And he goes, you're watching Young and the Restless, aren't you? I'm like, no, of course not. Why are you saying that? He goes, because my mother says that every day at 11 to me. I'm like, ah, shit. So, yeah. So I, you know, he waited for 10 minutes for Kristoff to be off screen, and then even though I was recording at home, then he reeled me in. So, you know, Kristoff was a big part of Daytime After Dark. He supported the show no matter what. And, you know, he always believed that we were going to go places. And I think somehow with now Nadia came on, it's a new time for us. And I feel like I'm safe to say this. I feel like 2021 is going to be our year, Nadia, to get the guests we want.
Yes.
I mean,
exactly.
I always
I'm excited.
Feel it. Yeah, I always. And, you know, I'm excited for tomorrow. I've never interviewed Leslie Charlton. It's like one of my dreams
Leslie Charlton,
come true.
Yep.
Now, who got Leslie on there? Because I want to thank that person. Was it David or Nadia?
It was me.
Okay, well, thank you very much, because I was going to actually meet her in Raleigh in April, but because of the COVID situation and with the state rules that our governor had put down on indoor gatherings and health organization and health stuff,
mm-hmm.
and I'm more likely not going to do that. So I'm hoping that I will either get moved to Zoom and they can give me a cheap Zoom chat for that event.
I think they will because I've heard. What fan event do you go through, Bobby, with this?
What standard?
Which one?
It was the GH Fan Fan because remember you wanted to see Laura Wright a couple of years ago but couldn't make it because of your health.
Okay, so, yeah, so, Nadia, you know, you do a lot of Zooms, you know.
Yes.
Maybe we can find out for you if they're going to be rescheduling that. Oh, no, because I know they always give me a lot of advice. And
right.
This today, they said the Oscars will be like it was last year, but two.
Right.
I think the Grammys will be the same way.
Right.
So,
right. I think the Emmys might be the same way, the daytime Emmys. I don't know about the primetime Emmys.
Yeah.
But also was scheduled to come to Raleigh, and they're supposed to come to Arlington, Virginia the day before was Emmy Ryan. I was going to just tell her how much I miss her on General Hospital as Lulu, and hoping that either she or Julie will come back to the show, because it doesn't matter which Lulu will come back, I'll be happy.
I miss Lulu already, and I just want to say, you know, we have 4 minutes, so I'm going to play a song as we lead out, but not yet. It's Heaven Needs a Hero for Kristoff. It was either that or Drink a Beer by Luke Bryan. I don't know. One of those I know I'm playing. So which one should I play? Heaven Needs a Hero or Drink a Beer? Someone help me decide, because I can't decide.
Whichever one you want to do.
Oh, my God. Okay, when? Okay, not it. Well, I say I can decide. Okay, it's like, okay, that's why my mom won't allow me in Target right now, because the fact that I can never, you know, make up my mind.
I can't
so,
do that.
Yeah, I will. And then I guess, you know, I think that, you know, is going to, I think I'm going to drink a beer. But tomorrow
right.
We have another packed day of two people, great people, Leslie Fullerson and
James Reynolds.
And then that's at 11 my time, 2 o'clock your time, right? I said that right, Nania?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, and then we have 2 o'clock my time, 5 o'clock your time, we have the
James Reynolds.
Guy in the woods, the played Kristoff's father, Austin Houston, and Abe Carter for the last...
Days of Our Lives.
The last 20 years, or 30 years. I mean, I've been watching Dave since I was 7, so, like, I remember everything. So, yeah, so we are going to end the song with that. And then we will be back tomorrow at 11 p.m. 11 a.m. Why did I say p.m.? A.m., which is very early for Carly, but I can do it.
Hey, Carly.
So have a great night, guys, and I'm going to
play
Drink a Beer. Okay.
All right. Good night.
Okay, everyone, that was for Krista. And thank you guys all for calling in. And let me say bye, Nadia, because he's the only one that's still here. Nadia?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
That was a very nice song and a tribute.
Yeah.
Have a good night, everyone.
Really, remember tomorrow, everyone, Leslie Tillerson, 11 a.m. West Coast time, 2 p.m. East Coast time, and we are so excited about that. Have a good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.